The so-called Appalachian Storage and Trading Hub would provide underground storage for natural gas liquids like ethane, which are used to make plastics and other products. Experts say that's key to attracting new manufacturers to the region. Project developers want a $1.9 billion federal loan guarantee from a Department of Energy program designed to finance clean energy and advanced technology projects. Mitch Jones with the environmental group Food and Water Watch says the hub shouldn't qualify because the new language specifies funded projects must avoid, reduce, or sequester greenhouse gases and other pollutants.
The idea that we're going to use a clean energy program to incentivize the build out of a plastics industry that is going to lead to more fracking and lead to more emissions of greenhouse gases flies in the face of the purpose of the program.
In an emailed statement, Steve Hedrick, head of the Appalachian Development Group, said he remains confident the project will move forward.